the U. Live.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
You could not control yourself the entire show.
And Big Rossi.
Let's talk about Oompa Loompas. My favorite subject today.
What is he doing?
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
Yes. Have a fabulous day, Origin Radio.
With the biggest stars.
Hi, everybody.
What up?
The Chris Fade Show.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. It's a Friday morning and we are live, 819 601 104.4. I'm just writing numbers now. That's all I wanted to do. Good morning across the UAE. Good morning, Pretty Malik.
Good morning.
Good morning, Big Rossi.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Oh, we're all back. The family's together. Busmas finally decided to come into the studio. Gosh. Welcome back, Busma.
Thank you.
That Sharjah traffic was stopping you, right? Apprehending you, holding you down.
More of the lakes.
What was it? The lakes?
The lakes on the way.
Yeah, so today was a little bit easier?
Yes, definitely.
Well, that's a good sign. Big water trucks out front of our area, Media City here. You saw those this morning?
My ride was okay.
Was it better?
It was completely clear the way. I took Hester Street and it was completely clear.
I took Beach Road again, Jumeirah Beach Road. Really dry, as is Al Wassel Road. Avoid Sheikh Zayed Road still. Ross, did you come on Sheikh Zayed Road?
I couldn't get on because my turn off onto Sheikh Zayed Road, Abu Dhabi bound on Al Manara Road, was closed.
Yeah, that's been closed. Al Manara, you mean?
Yeah.
Manara Road, yeah.
Manara Road, it's been closed for the last 2 days.
Okay. Well,
did you go on it yesterday?
I live, I think so, yeah.
Because it's been closed for 2 days. I tried 2 days ago and it was closed. And then on air we've been saying it.
Yeah.
I want to know... listen, today I want to focus on a couple of areas. I want to talk to the residents of Arabella because I know they have been hit dramatically. I want to see where they're at and how they're doing. We're back. It's Friday. It's getting easier a little bit every single day, guys. I know it's been absolutely horrible. Some of you have lost a lot. Like, you've lost your homes. I mean, I can't apprehend that. I don't know how that feeling is. You know, I lost a car, but that's a car. You know, a whole home, your furniture, your savings, everything.
That's different.
We're with you. We're still here every single day with you right here. The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4. We've got a big show lined up. We will still give you a chance of winning all the cash. The pop quiz plays 3 times a day. 7, 10, 8, 10, 9, 10 today. I know you need the money, so let's try to get it to you. All right? 7, 10, 8, 10, 9, 10. We will give you the chance of winning that money. We've got more of your calls. We're going to talk to the UAE. We're going to talk to you. I want every Emirate involved. I want to see how you've been, you know, going over this week. But, you know, the good sign is, weather-wise, it's beautiful outside. The sun is going to be shining again. The sun was warm yesterday.
Yeah, it was quite warm.
And it did dry up a lot of those puddles. I know the municipalities are doing their job. I spoke to the RTA yesterday. More improvements on the metro to come. Taxis, tram.
The roads as well. A lot of them are clearing up now.
All right. Well, that's a good sign. I'm hoping by Monday...
Yeah, I think so.
That we're in a much better place than we were, obviously, a couple of days ago. Where are you? What are you doing right now? Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. 04871-5544. How's it been for you the last 48 hours? Anything happened that we should know about? Maybe you've had a good run. Maybe you haven't. 04871-5544. Phone lines are open in the studio. I would love to talk to you this morning and just see how you're going. Ross, you all good?
All good, mate.
What's happened to you? Tell me what you've been doing. Doing a little adventure with your girls yesterday.
Yeah, we just went for a walk, actually. Went for some lunch, got them out of the house because, let's be honest, this homeschooling stuff is quite difficult, so...
Because just put them in front of a TV, mate. They enjoy that.
You can't do that.
No, they're not allowed. They're not allowed.
That's not true. They spend most of the morning in front of the TV. But, yeah, I just got them out. I did loads of steps yesterday, which I'm happy about. But the traffic is still absolute chaos outside my house for some reason. And I live on a quiet street, so I don't know.
Must be an open street between two arteries, right? Mm-hmm. All right, should we go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, phone line's open. Call me 04871-5544. If it's Virgin Radio 104.5. Oh, sorry, guys.
Is that Cruz?
Yeah, look at him.
Oh,
look at my boy. My boy is growing. Yeah, my boy. Yeah, you talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me, my boy. Isn't he cute?
He's such a cutie. Oh.
We dressed him up as Batman yesterday.
Oh, cute.
He had his little Batman suit up. I put a little post on my Instagram if you want to go see my little five-month-year-old. It's such a cute age. How are there such like horrible humans in this world? We all start off so
innocent.
Innocent, yeah. And cute.
I know.
Like, it's just so innocent.
Environment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be the upbringing, right? It's unfortunate. I think it's a domino effect. Not all the time. Like, sometimes you can have a horrible upbringing, but you change, right?
Yeah.
You change the path. But then I think, unfortunately for many people, they have a horrible upbringing, and then it just dominoes effect into them being a horrible human being, and then it just keeps going. But, yeah, man, kids are just so cute. Pretty one day, I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Your kid's very cute.
He is. You came over this week. Auntie Pretty came over this week and
braved the floods just to see
him. Just to have a little bit of a hold of Cruz. God bless all our children, no matter where you are across the world or the UAE that listen to us. It's 6:09. We're live. This is Virgin Radio 104.4. We're just taking calls this morning. We're going to hang out with you, see what's going on. Mariella, how are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
All right, we're doing all right. We're doing all right. Tell me, where are you in the country and how is the situation?
Okay, I come from Fujairah. I'm on my way to Dubai right now because I have a school going on for the whole weekend. I'm doing the Coactive Coaching Training. And I am almost at the Malika Road. I know it's going to be bad because all my friends that have gone already have gotten stuck on the Malika, which is in very, very bad shape.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think you should have left.
Yeah.
You're going from Fujairah into Dubai. Wow. What is there?
Yes, I know.
Who made that decision? Like, we're going to do this today.
Yeah, well, because it's my last module and I am graduating this weekend and I don't want to miss it because it's important to me. It's something that I've committed to and I really want to go through with it. And I know it's a little bit strange that I'm taking that decision to go along with it, but I have to. It's something I have to do.
All right. Well, no, I mean, I understand the passion behind it. You want to get this done, but I just don't know physically if you're going to be able to get there. I don't want your car destroyed in the process.
Yeah.
What car are you driving? Do you have an SUV?
Yes, that's a good one. It's a brand new Nissan Patrol.
So okay, all right. Well, that's a good car.
Nissan
Patrols are a good car.
Monsters.
Well, then good luck with it. And then I hope that you graduate and you get what you got to do. But just, yeah, take it easy, okay?
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to mention two things. First of all, we've been having troubles all these years listening to you in Fujairah. So I don't know what you have to do, but you have to do something to fix.
We're going
to
come and take the mountains away. You know, we're just going to, because those mountains are stopping us, our frequency coming through. So Rossi and I are going to be there this weekend. We're just going to chop into those mountains a little bit.
Yeah, like Usher, moving mountains. Yeah.
So hold on. When you say you struggle to hear us sometimes, is it all of Fujairah or is it parts? Is it come in and out?
No, actually, I get to listen to you online,
yep.
And that's it. But when you're in the car on the radio, it's absolutely impossible.
Okay, and that's in the car that you're in right now?
Yeah, well, now I'm listening to you because I'm on the Malika, as I said.
Yeah.
And it's easy because you have reception there. So
all right, yeah, we'll have a look. We'll have a look. Yeah, I know that we cover about like 98% of the UAE, but there is some areas where they, you know, for example, the Fujairah Mountains, it's hard. It's a frequency. So our aerial, I'll tell you the back end of what we do here. Our big aerial, Mariella, is in JLT. It's on the
second.
Yeah, it's on the second tallest tower in the UAE.
Whoa.
So the second tallest tower in the UAE, that's where we have our aerial, and it basically covers like 98% of the country. But there are still some areas like the back ends of Fujairah through the mountains that our frequency sometimes struggles to get through. Okay, you said there was two things. That's number one. Number two?
Yeah, and number two.
No, I'm not going to get rid of Rossi, Mariella. That's absolutely
it,
not.
Chris.
I'm not going to get rid of Rossi.
Mariella, how rude.
That's honestly.
Guys, let her talk.
Okay.
For you guys, because Rossi, you've been targeted all these years. I listen to you regularly, guys.
Targeted,
so
like that.
I have to put, yes, I have to put this out. You guys are such a hard time.
Okay.
Thank you, Mariella.
Is that really
That's such a lie.
Is that really what you wanted to say?
Such a lie.
That was the second thing.
Oh. The second thing I actually wanted to say is that my house got lost a couple of years ago, because before that rain hit Dubai, we had a similar, I don't know if you can't possibly, you know, like, you thought it's not trying to say which one was the worst storm, but our storm in Fujairah was pretty much the same, and I lost my 50% of my house at that time. And I know what it feels for all of these guys. I've seen the videos and the pictures, and I know what it feels to have lost half of your life in rain. It's just ridiculous. It is something that happens, though. I moved on. I got into a new house. I used some of my old furniture. I fixed them again, and I bought some new stuff. Luckily, I am blessed to have this financial background. I do have to say that the UAE has sent us also a couple of things, because we put ourselves down as, you know, people who got...
It's like the Mariella talk show right now. She's just going on. Mariella, you're just going to... I mean, I've got to play a song in a moment. There's a lot I've got to do here. I love you. I love you.
She's passionate.
I think you're amazing. I love that you just gave advice there, that you've gone through this and you've rebuilt yourself, and you're here. So I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to us this morning. God bless. Go and get that diploma and that certificate, okay?
Thank you, guys. You're amazing, and I love you too.
Love you. Efkharisto, Efkharisto.
Oh, you're great. Thank you.
Palakalo. You know, you know, my kids are half Greek, unfortunately, Mariella.
Don't say that.
What?
Don't say unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, my ex-wife. I got to say that. I can't, like,
no.
You know.
No.
No, I joke. I kid.
Well, fortunately, I came up today, and I actually, you said you love me, so... It's fine. You have half Greek love there.
I'm lucky to have the Greeks there, I know. God bless. Take care. Real quickly, Mahmoud's been waiting for 17 minutes because Mariella was she was giving us a nice show. I love Mariella. I want to get her
amazing.
On.
She's amazing.
Mariella's the best. Drive safely. Mahmoud, real quickly, you're Abu Dhabi to Fujairah?
Yeah, actually, I'm now in the Suhail Road and E20 going to like Al Ain Dubai Road. And from there, I will go like in Hatta Masfoot area. Masfoot is in Ajman, so I'm going from Masfoot, and then I will go inside Fujairah.
Okay, man, that's a big drive. Yeah. What car have you got?
Corolla 2018.
Corolla. Oh, those things will go forever.
Yeah, they never die.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah.
It's like a cyclone. Yeah. The Corolla goes through it as well. All right, Mahmoud, God bless. Drive safely, man. Appreciate your call as well. Guys, it's crazy. I mean, it's getting better, which is a great sign. Things are looking a lot more positive than they were yesterday and the day before. I think every day we chip away at it, it's going to get a little bit better and better. So look after yourselves. We do want to talk to residents that are still stuck. I want to make sure that happens today. And by the way, we have a guest joining us in the studio, right?
Carl Wolf, apparently.
Carl Wolf. Do you guys all remember Carl Wolf, right?
Yeah.
If you don't know Carl Wolf, he actually grew up in Sharjah. He grew up in Sharjah, and then he moved himself to Toronto. You can say Toronto, Canada. He had this massive song, remember? Waking up, far away, to a sunny place. Yalla, habibi. We can fly to a place and hide, so we can spend. And the biggest hit he had... Carl Wolf will join us on the show as well, so hang out, all right? Coming up next, more of your calls. We may check the goss as well. Hang out.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Gossip, we're back with it at 6:24. Pretty Malik, how's the gossip looking?
We are 1 hour and 36 minutes away from the tortured poets department. That
tortured,
is
yeah, we're tortured about it.
The Taylor Swift's album dropping, so yay! Taylor Swift fans have been gearing up for this. She's just announced that Fortnite featuring Post Malone is going to be the first single. So once again, that's in just about 90 minutes.
Everyone's so excited. I wonder what vibe it's going to be like.
It's like folklore.
It's going to sound like everything she's done before.
So there was an alleged leak about 2 days ago, okay? And this is allegedly what this single Fortnite is going to be sounding like. Allegedly.
What do you mean? So the first single she's putting out is called Fortnite?
Fortnite with Post Malone.
Okay.
And there was like a leak, and you're right. It sounds exactly... Chris, it's like...
It's everything she said. It's everything that...
Yeah.
Let's have a listen. This is what we're expecting. This was the leak.
Yes, that's it. Correct.
Wow. Taylor Swift sounds very 50 Cent like.
Yeah, very.
No, that... No. Is it... What is it called? Bluey intro?
No, Taylor Swift leak.
Oh, here we go. All right, cool. Heard enough of that. What else you got for us?
Rihanna has finally spoken out.
Me.
Guys, everyone relax. Rihanna has finally spoken out about her new album. This is what she told Entertainment Tonight. Guys, it's going to be so good.
Let's have a listen. Wow, Rihanna sounds so much like 50 Cent here.
Crazy.
Okay, cool.
I already got stuff that I feel like I can make hits out of.
Oh,
yeah, really.
Give me more.
Me and Rocky are really like trying to figure out who's going to use what.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so good.
She's teaming up with Sylvester Stallone.
Correct, yes.
Wow.
That's right.
Her and Rocky.
Yep, that's right.
I've been like, I didn't know he was a mumble rapper.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for you, Chris.
I don't know. Should I keep going?
Yeah.
Ashanti, Nelly having a baby. They're engaged. That's cute.
And we've got audio of the baby. Wow, the baby sounds like 50 Cent.
I've got a new one for you. Ready?
Okay.
Prince Harry, for the first time ever, has listed the United States as his primary residence, even though he's part of the British royal family.
UK. Yeah.
Well, now his accent is changing and he sounds like this.
Wow, Prince Harry, you sound like 50 Cent.
I'm trying my best here, guys.
Have you got any audio? No.
Zendaya, no, I made that up.
Okay.
Zendaya is also, no, but he did list the United States as his country of residence. Zendaya, first time in 5 years, she's going to be at the Met Gala. So everyone get ready. She's going to be serving some looks. The song that she's going to be hearing while she's getting ready is...
Wow! Zendaya, you love 50 Cent. Wow!
That's it. I can't think of anything
That's
more.
Great. That's great.
Oh, well, Brent, love you.
That's some gossip there with Pretty Malik. Good morning. The Chris Fade Show. Another day of recovery, another day of cleanup. Well done to everybody. That's me making it get to the way that it is right now. You can officially see that the roads are better.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
I mean, there's obviously still communities, but they'll get to them today and tomorrow, obviously. There are some parts of Sharjah that are still underwater. I don't know if you saw some of those videos come out.
It's terrible.
Over the last 24 hours. Some villas are to the second story. Sediment shows you how much rain this country received.
Yeah.
Again, more than like 2 years worth of rain in 24 hours. It's unbelievable. But the positives are... We're getting there. The positives are, for example, Basma couldn't get in to work to this studio for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Today she got in.
Mm.
I mean, unless she was just lying.
Chris, I wasn't lying. What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I thought you and Eddie lived close together and Eddie got in yesterday.
I don't live close to Eddie. Eddie is way closer to work. I live like near Al Majaz. You know, it's a lake there. You
Basma,
can't even
just don't fall for it, Basma.
He's just winding.
Like I can hear the anger in your voice.
Yeah. I'm winding her
because
up.
I'm getting scolded by my parents for trying to go to work because it's dangerous. And Chris
that's
said
true,
is like
that's true. You
exactly, Basma.
You shouldn't go in. Definitely your fiance was like, you should not be going in.
Yeah, he said that. But he said, if I was there and you really wanted to go, I would have drove you there.
Aww, look at that. That's a good fiance right there.
Yeah, he's very supportive.
One day he'll follow us on Instagram.
Well, he won't now after what you said to her about lying.
My God,
yeah.
How are you?
By the way, he's very upset with Big Rossi for making me cry.
He's never going to follow you.
Oh, no. Oh, there we go. You told him. Oh, gosh.
Of course.
You'll have to apologize for us when you see him.
Well, did you tell him that I apologize to you, Shreya?
I told him that you paid for it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're glad that you made it in. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's 6:37 live across the UAE. Oh, another headline has come up here that I'm in, guys. Can I tell you?
What is it? What is it?
Dubai radio host recounts flood adventure. This is an article in South Africa has just come out.
You're very big in South Africa.
Yeah, what up? Yeah. What up, South Africans? I like South Africa. I've never been. I can't wait to go, though.
My friend came back from there recently with his family. He went to South Africa, obviously. And it was just amazing. Cape Town.
Was that your story? Are you really telling a story about your friend that went to South Africa?
Well, I've seen the videos and it looks fantastic.
Can I read a little bit of this? Let's see what they wrote in this article. They've just quoted me from social media, really. That's all about it.
You could just take it. Yeah, you could take anything off Instagram.
From what we understand, the storm came from Oman, our neighboring country. Yeah, that's right. That's correct. That's what I told South Africa. I spoke to a radio station there, 947. Tando, remember Tando?
Tando, she's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. So, I love South Africa. It's a place I've never been to, but I feel like when I get there, like, I'll be like, hey, this is it. You know what? I'm gonna go this year. I planned it. I'm going with Bruce, our friend, who owns a pilot school out there. I'm gonna go start to get my pilot's license in South Africa. Africa. Yeah, they do. He's got a school there, and he goes, come to South Africa, and I'll be able to like just get it all sorted out pretty quickly for you. So
I'll come. He's my friend as well, joint friend.
Well, he's my friend. I introduce you to him. He's my friend, right?
Yeah, but like we have more in common.
I don't think so. Oh, no, I don't think so. You're both just sort of like, you look the same. That's really about it.
Okay.
Like, don't you think?
Yeah.
All right. If you want to come, come.
But I want to go to South Africa.
You're not coming in the plane with me. You'll put me off.
Why?
He's not going to come to your pilot lessons.
He will. He'll come and want to sit in the back.
No, he will not.
If Bruce is there, I'll be there. Mm. He makes me feel
Barry
safe.
Bedford's got us on, another fellow South African listening to the show. Barry, thanks for being on, mate, and thanks for doing what you do. Barry runs a bunch of hospitals out here. So,
oh, wow.
Well done, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Well done, mate. Well done. We'll have the CEO of Dubai Airports on the show in the next 20 minutes. The next 20 minutes, we're going to find out what's happening at the airport right now. I know it is not easy if you're traveling out of the country or trying to get in, actually. More on that as the UAE floods continue. The cleanup is on. I call it cleanup UAE. Day three, somewhat, of the cleanup. We are getting there. We are chipping away. There are some areas where it looks like nothing ever happened. There are some areas where you know that the flood is still there. The authorities are doing all they possibly can. We'll give you a full traffic update as well in the next 10. Hang out with us. Morning.
Hit me with the free.
Money. Yeah. The Chris Vachos 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop.
On Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Ow!
Gladys, you got through. Good morning.
Oh, my God.
Nope. Are you there? You got to get me off that loudspeaker, Gladys.
Oh, sorry, please. Okay.
Busman just came back. We didn't have this issue. We never had this issue.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
I'm really, really good, even if we're stuck in traffic, but still, you know, we have to get through to our work.
So where are you right now in the traffic?
I am actually just getting out from Old Meta.
Okay, and where are you off to?
I'm going to DIP 1.
Okay, I mean, do you think you're going to make it? Did you make it yesterday?
Oh, no, I couldn't because I got stuck from Al Kail Road. There was a deep water over there.
Yeah, so what do you think? Are you going to make it this morning?
Hopefully, I'll take Al Wasl Road.
All right, Al Wasl Road is clear. I know Al Wasl Road is clear in most areas, as is Beach Road. You have to go into work today. What do you do?
Yeah, I do outdoor sales, Chris.
What's that mean, outdoor
and
sales?
And Soulspace is my client. I've been to your villa, actually.
You came to my house?
Yeah. No, outside because we have put that, the project sticker outside your villa.
You put the project...
Okay. We were the one who put that one.
What you put the what in my... What did you put in my villa?
The project, like stickers.
That big sign. That big sign.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because whenever you build a house, you got to put a big sign up that states like whose house it is, what they're doing. It's all like the information, right?
Mm.
Yes, I was the one who did that.
You made it look so good. Thank you so much.
In my company, yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
Thank you.
Hey, nice house, huh? Don't you think?
Yeah, yes, very, very nice. I've seen you actually on the window with Brianna.
Oh.
You were wearing white t-shirt.
Okay, hold on a second.
Getting a bit much.
Tell me more.
You saw Brianna and I through the window. I was wearing a white t-shirt. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you were talking with the contractor for space.
Was he shouting?
What is happening right now?
What's going on here? I mean, I got to put some... This is before I put curtains in, obviously.
Shout out for ProSpace. They were my very, very good client.
All right, there we go. ProSpace, well done.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for putting up the sign. Listen, let us repay the favor to you right now. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours with Rack Bank. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to the ones that you don't get right. Are you ready to do this, Gladys?
I'm so ready, Chris. Let's do this.
Let's go. All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What river flows through the city of London, UK?
Oh, my God. It's... Okay, pass.
Who plays the lead role in Ant-Man and the Wasp?
No, pass, Chris.
What is the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
What continent is the in the world doesn't have a desert?
Asia.
Who sings the songs Wrapped Around Your Finger and Circles? Post?
Post Malone.
What year was the first iPhone released? 2007 or 2020?
No, it's 2007.
What rapper sings the songs Low and Good Feeling? Flow?
Florida.
Who plays the role of Bane in Batman The Dark Knight Rises? What businessman owns Necker Island?
No.
It was Sir Richard Branson. You got 400 dirhams cash. It's all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Chris. That was fun.
Aw, Gladys, we love you.
I got though. I was trying so many times every day, actually.
Oh, well, I'm glad we got you through, and you're an absolute superstar. Gladys, well done. 400 dirhams cash with Rack Bank on the line, and you've won that. The River Thames runs through London. Paul Rudd plays Ant-Man. Europe, the only continent not to have a desert. Tom Hardy played Batman, and Sir Richard Branson owns Necker Island. That would have got you more of the cash.
Please pronounce the River Thames correctly, Kristen.
What did I say?
The River Thames.
Okay. Listen, Gladys, congratulations, 400. And feel free to come and look through our windows and see Brianna and I at any time you like, all right?
I hope to meet you one day, Chris. I really want to. Inshallah. Thank you so much.
Take care, beautiful. I love it. Sean Paul, get busy. Virgin, I got curtains now. It was before we had curtains. You could see straight through.
I was on my way over.
No. It is day 3 of recovery. The floods hit. Well, the floods hit on a Tuesday? I'm trying to remember.
Monday
now.
Night.
Was it Monday night into the Tuesday, right? When we woke up and we're like, wow, what's going on?
Yeah, but like Tuesday was the big day, right?
It was when we realized it, right? When we woke up. Just unbelievable to see how it's, you know, affected the entire UAE. Worldwide news across the world. The headline story. I think all of us are getting messages from our friends and family and from people overseas just checking in on us. I think for many of us, we're lucky to get away with the damages that we've had. Some of us have, you know, got a part of our garden, or the power's gone out, or we've had a flooded car. But for some people across the UAE, they've lost a lot. They've lost their houses, their villas. I've been speaking to people through Instagram and through social media and through this show that have lost a lot. Some of the villas have gone through it. It happened to me 2 years ago when we had floods. I used to live in an area that, you know, used to flood fairly easily.
Mm.
And I remember losing, you know, pretty much my first level of our living. We lost our lounges, our tables. I had a piano, so much. And it does take time to rebuild. But I guess the positive side of things, you will. You know, as long as everybody's healthy, I think that's the main thing.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you up to date here at Virgin Radio on the roads. We've got a full traffic update coming up in about 8 minutes. My advice, stay home if you can. I know that many of you are hitting the roads because you're being sort of forced to through work. And if you've got to be on there, just be careful. Just be safe. Messages out of Manara is closed. I'll repeat that one. A lot of people are getting stuck on Manara. Manara Road is closed. Do not take Manara Road. Few messages here. Dubai to Abu Dhabi, take exit 13. JA Resort, safe and dry for all cars. And it will take you back on the highway right after that last exit. Thank you for that message as well. Just drove past Yas Island to Musafa. Totally clear. Another message coming in, which is a good sign. Al Nahda 2 until Cargo Village via Etihad Road. Free flowing.
That's
so
good news.
We're getting more messages of some of the roads being free, which is fantastic. Because yesterday there weren't many. So you can work out what's been happening overnight. They've been pumping the roads. Plus, Mother Nature's helping us out with some hot weather right now as
and
well.
The sunshine, yeah. The
sun is drying it. So, listen, we'll keep you up to date here at Virgin Radio. Hang out with us. Hey, up next, the CEO of Dubai Airports will be joining me live on the show. All right, Mr. Paul Griffiths will be joining us. What is happening at Dubai Airports? How can we help the situation? Things that we need to know. What a week it's been. A week that we'll truly all remember here in the UAE. We're in the recovery mode right now, and the government officials, the municipalities, everybody involved are doing such a fantastic job. Every 24 hours, I've woken up again today and seen some of the roads clear where they weren't clear last night. They're mm-hmm. working tirelessly throughout the nights to make sure no one's having breaks. It's just, let's go, let's go, let's go. One of the big things we need to talk about is what's happening at the Dubai airport. There's one man that's going to be able to tell us everything that's going on. We want to appreciate him taking the time this morning because I know it's very, very busy for him. But your CEO of Dubai Airports, Mr. Paul Griffiths, is with us right now. Paul, good morning and how are you?
Morning, Chris. I have to say I've had better days, but my sympathy is obviously with our customers that we're trying to get onto flights as quickly as we can, as you can imagine.
Mate, I mean, we've had that much rainfall, as we've all mentioned. We've had 2 years of rainfall in 24 hours. I'm sure you guys always had plans of situations like this, but to the magnitude of where we are right now, I don't think anybody could ever imagine where we are. Let's talk, what should we do? Should we come to the airport? Tell us things that we need to know.
Right. The first thing, Chris, is that everyone needs to know exactly what their flight departure arrangements are before they set out for the airport. There's no access restrictions now to the airport, so traffic and metro and all the means of getting to the airport are all open. And what we must avoid, I think, is getting too many people at the airport speculatively arriving, hoping to get on a plane. The most important thing is for everyone to check with their airline to find out exactly when the departure time is. And I'm putting out a plea to everyone. Please do not come to the airport any greater than 2 hours before your scheduled departure time. That's going to cause excessive crowding issues. We've got thousands of people at the airport already. We're looking after everyone as best we possibly can. So please help us by ascertaining exactly when your flight's going and don't set out any greater than 2 hours before.
Okay, so that is a clear message right there. Don't get to the airport too early is what we're saying right now, Paul, because what's happening, people are getting there early thinking, let me try to get onto this flight, and it's causing a mass crowd, which we don't want. So go to the airport only 2 hours, no earlier, before your flight is. Now, before you get to the airport, check with your airline. We have a number of airlines flying out of Dubai Airport. It's one of the biggest airports in the world. Check with your airline before so. Can we talk cancellations? Obviously, we've had a lot of cancellations. Are those flights slowly coming back?
Yes, they are, Chris. We've cancelled now 1,244 flights over the past 3 days, which is obviously a significant number. So there's a huge backlog of people that are trying to get in and out of DXB at the moment. And we are slowly getting back to normal. The difficulty, of course, is that all the stands at the airport are full. So until we get aircraft out of the airport, we can't get any more in. So we're working very, very hard and very closely with all the airlines to get as many people away as we possibly can. Hopefully, things will start to return to normal. We've got some flow restrictions outbound because of the situation that's developing to the north. That's obviously not going to help us get back to a normal schedule. But we are working incredibly hard and closely to get everything back up to something that people will recognize as a normal schedule. At the moment, obviously, it's very challenging in the terminals. We've got literally thousands of people trying to get away. We've got deliveries of food and drink to all of our concessions. We're giving out huge numbers. We've had 45,000 bottles of water delivered to the airport for distribution free to customers, as well as snacks and different things to keep people from having too many difficulties while they're waiting for their flight. So we're doing the absolute best we can to look after the many thousands of people that are obviously desperate to get on a flight. And all of us have been on duty for extended periods. All of the staff across all of the stakeholders are doing everything they can. We're in constant contact with everyone, and our desire is to get everyone on their way. Everyone's got a personal story. It's quite heartbreaking. I was in the terminal yesterday going round talking to people. I should be back there today. And obviously, we are very, very aware that this is ruining thousands of people's stays in Dubai, trying to get people away as quickly as we can.
CEO of Dubai Airports, Paul Griffith, is hanging out with us right now. I commend you for just taking the time to talk to people. You're not hiding away. I think this is the best way to do it. Thank you for being so honest. We're talking about people flying out of Dubai. Can we talk about incoming flights? A lot of us have friends and family who are messaging us. I'm getting messages on DMs from people around the world saying, Chris, we've booked a flight into Dubai for the weekend. Should we still come? What's your advice there?
Again, the same advice to inbound passengers is check with the airline to make sure that your flight is operating at the time that you say it is. Meeters and greeters, please don't come to the airport. Unfortunately, you'll just add to the congestion if you do. Taxis are flowing freely. The metro is up and running. All forms of surface transport are very, very close to normal operations. So when people arrive at the airport, let them jump in a taxi and then wait for them at their destination. Please don't come to the airport and add further congestion to the roadway. So as you know, Chris, the weather has been very stable the last couple of days, which has been very helpful. And I think inbound flights, we've had a few diversions to other airfields because obviously we're very clogged with aircraft already on the ground. So, but as I said earlier, focus is getting on to get the show on the road, operations back as normal as we can possibly get them, as quickly as we can get them.
That infamous footage of that Fly Dubai flight on the tarmac with the water, I've never seen anything like that in your career. Have you ever seen anything like that, Paul?
Chris, I've been in this business far longer than I'm going to admit on live radio. And absolutely, I have never seen anything as disruptive as this go on for as long as this. And of course, you know, safety, we would never compromise. I have to say that our drainage systems on the airport have performed very well. We've not had the runways or taxiways flooded. And the angle of that shot of that Fly Dubai aircraft does look far more dramatic than it actually was. It was going through or past some standing water. It's not a runway. We would never operate in conditions where customer safety would be at all compromised.
Well, we're all going to see parts on social media. You're going to see clips from inside the airport, outside the airport. But just know that the staff and the team at DXB, at Dubai Airports, are doing their best to recover. I can't imagine having over 1,200 flights cancelled and then trying to recover over that whilst getting through a flooded area. So a lot of love and prayers and strength to you, Paul, and to the entire team, because I know how hard all the airlines and all the teams and Danata and everyone's just working right now through it. So we appreciate your time. To recap the conversation, if you're flying out, please check with your airline. Check the flight time. Do not get to the airport too early, all right? No earlier than 2 hours before your flight. If you've got friends or family coming in, tell them to do the same thing. Check with their airlines to make sure the flights are still flying in. And if so, please don't go pick up them, all right? We do not want more people arriving at the airport that don't need to. Paul Griffiths, your CEO of Dubai Airports. Once again, Paul, thanks so much. Good luck with it.
Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate your help here.
Pleasure. You need to know, we're hearing so many stories come through. I'm getting them on my WhatsApp from friends and family. I'm getting them on Instagram. We're getting them on through the WhatsApp line here at 0487155444. A gentleman that I sold a car to a couple of years ago just reached out to me literally a few minutes ago.
Does he want his money back?
Yeah, probably. The car's flooded that I sold him. Mm. They're in the Greens area, the Greens community.
Oh, and DIP way.
Yeah, and it's a lot of damage out there. Lots of flooding. No water, no power now for 2 days. We're getting the Arabella community as well reaching out. They're feeling the same way. You're not forgotten. Dubai Municipality, Civil Defense, Police are working tirelessly throughout the days to make sure that they get out to you. We're hoping today's going to be a better day for you guys. Mm-hmm. I know that DEWA are doing all they can. I spoke to the RTA yesterday. They said they're doing all they can to get everything back on the roads, which they've done a great job, actually, in the last 24 hours. Your tram system, your metro's back up and running in some areas.
Yeah, I was driving along Shakeside Road yesterday, and I saw some cars that I'd never seen before, you know, like... They were designated just to do the flood cleanup.
Which are up there. Yeah. A lot of the big trucks are out and about doing what they've got to do. Where are you across the country right now, though? Let's relay those informations. Where are you across the country? 0487155444. Andrea, what's going on? What do you need?
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
You superstar.
Thank you. You guys are the real superstars.
Thank you. We're trying. We're doing what we're paid to do, so it's all right. Where are you? What's going on?
Okay, so for anyone that's trying to leave Creek Harbor and get into Sharjah or Ajman, I did this yesterday and I did it today and it's all clear. So you take the Festival City exit. I'm just going to read from the message.
Okay, go ahead.
So I get everything correct, okay?
Go ahead.
So you take the Festival City exit onto... Marrakesh Street, and then you continue on to Airport Tunnel towards Terminal 2. It will get you to Al Tawar, Beirut Street. Continue along that road until you see an exit for S102 Al Khan Sharjah. Continue on that road, and then you'll find an exit that says Al Khan Al Nada Dubai. Take that. And it'll bring you on to Al Taun Street. And then
you're like Siri, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. You're like maps.
You're like Siri. So who wrote these instructions for you?
No. Because as I was taking it, I was like, I need to tell the radio.
Good on you. Look at you doing your... You literally wrote down the streets that you're on to let everybody know. Now, this is going again. Yeah. From what location to what location?
From Creek Harbor. Okay. Or anywhere around Festival City, Russell Core, Garhoud, it could help anyone in any of those areas, even from the airports, basically. Okay.
Creek Harbor 2?
Creek Harbor to Sharjah, and then I also went from Sharjah to the Ajman Free Zone, which I will continue to tell from which road if...
So tell me what you do. Can you WhatsApp me your message? Just what you've got written down already. Can you WhatsApp it to the same number? 0487155444. We'll communicate that on socials as well, okay? Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, you're a superstar, Andre. Thank you for taking the time for doing that, helping each other out. Thank you so much.
Thank you for helping everyone.
I love it. Drive safely. Reshma, you've got some good news as well from where? Al-Quds to Al-Khail Road. Is that right? What's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, thank you so much for whatever you guys are doing during these difficult times for us in the UAE. And yes, so I have driven from Al-Quds onto Al-Khail Road, coming towards Ras Al Khor and to Warsan, because that's where my office is located.
Mm-hmm.
Road was clear and everyone's safe. So that's good news.
Okay,
yesterday
I couldn't
get into work, but today I have gotten to work.
So yesterday was blocked, now it's clear, which is where we're finding that's happening a lot right now across the UAE. Areas that were blocked yesterday, many are open. Obviously, some are still closed. Give them the time that they need. Not everything's going to happen overnight. Noah, where are you? Tell us how the traffic's looking.
Oh, my God. I just find out I have to really exit from Sheikh Zayed because they closed the side already. I'm going towards Marina, so I'm near to Umm Shaif, but it's crazy. I have to now like take different roads like from this one. They closed it. They said that we cannot pass, but let's figure out how to go to work.
I know. Good luck. Listen.
Beach Road.
Yeah, Beach Road, Al Wassel Road, flowing a lot better than Sheikh Zayed Road is. So if you're doing that artery coming up, I would use a Beach Road or an Al Wassel Road. I know that they're both clear. I've used them myself, and they're both free-flowing. Can I rant?
Yes.
Companies across the UAE, do not send your employees a message telling them they must come into work, and if they don't, that their salary will be deducted. We're asking you right now, unless it's vital, to stay home. I understand that you all have businesses to run, and I understand that there's monies involved. I, too, own my own company. I've told my employees to work from home. Unless it's vital that they're in the office, please have your employees stay at home today. I'm receiving messages from people showing me the WhatsApps from their companies telling them that they must come in. They don't need to come in. Right now, the roads across the UAE are getting better. What you can do to help is keep your employees at home. The less cars on the road, the better it is, and the quicker recovery that we will have. So I plead to you and I ask you, companies across the UAE, managers and bosses, allow your employees to work from home today. We are your station, giving you all the information that you need to know. Well, we're trying our thoughts and prayers with everybody. I know that there are still communities that are under that water. I know that the Greens community is suffering. Arabella, Murdon, I know that they are. I know that the officials are doing all they can to reach you and get you your power back and get rid of that water. To our friends and family and the people that we've just met, our thoughts are with you. For many of us, things have recovered and we're feeling okay. Mm. We will get to you. They will get to you, and they're working tirelessly throughout the night. If you need to know the traffic in the UAE, hit up our Instagram page right now, Virgin Radio DXB. It's a special edition of Duvet right now.
Yes.
All right. Moments to come. We've got your pop quiz. We've got Carl Wolf coming to join us in the studio, which I love as well.
This is Duvet with a bit of a twist, I think. I think, you know, during these times, we didn't really want to go out with a really happy song because we know some of the pain that a lot of people are going through. So we've done a bit of a twist on this morning's Duvet, right?
All right. There's a little bit of a poem associated with this, pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Rossi and I have spent hours in the studio.
Yeah, hours.
Wow. Rossi's writing skills, mate. Unbelievable to tell you the
thank
truth.
Thank you. You know, you with the keywords as well. I think we did a great job.
All right. We've called this The Comeback.
I like that.
So wherever you are across the UAE right now, I want you to turn your radio up as we pay a tribute to what we've experienced over the last 48 hours. This is The Comeback. It's a Duvet cover of Florence and the Machine. Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio. On Monday, our city braced itself for a storm. Safety guidelines, the headline. Dubai municipality would warn.
Stay at home, button down, and prepare for the worst. This is heavy, this is dangerous, more than just a cloud burst.
The worst rainfall we've seen in 75 years, but the warnings passed by and fell on deaf ears.
It came in waves as the storm lashed our beautiful city. But despite all the flooding, our city still looked pretty.
Canceled flights, flooded homes, people stranded in malls. Dubai police and Diwa inundated with calls.
People came together to help any way they can. We bought boats, helped the elderly, gave out food by the can.
The authorities worked tirelessly to rescue the needy. Cleaning up the main routes so fast and so speedy.
The nation united in the time of a crisis. We helped each other, we listened, and we gave our advices.
As the worldwide press near Dubai is battered by showers, 10 inches of rain in just 24 hours, we stood proud, tidied up, and silenced the doubters. For Dubai, we love you, our home, whatever the weather. Because when it comes to the crunch, we all stand together.
Sometimes I feel like my head's up in the air. I know I can count on you.
This is Virgin Radio.
Sometimes I feel like saying hello.
come back. And we always come back here in the UAE. Yes. You are live on Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show, with a duvet poem. Ashwin, good morning, Ashwin.
Hi, good morning, guys.
What's up, bro?
Well, I'm just listening to this duvet in my car, and let me tell you, it just gave me goosebumps. It just shows, even though we are all from a different diversity, how we all came together and stood united during this difficult times. Great job, guys. Hats off to you, and hats off to everyone out there who are still struggling.
Thank you, Mashwin. Appreciate it, mate. Appreciate it. Listen, people are doing it a lot tougher than other people. I'm getting messages from all over the UAE, from Ajman, from parts of Sharjah, to the green community, to Arabella, stranded right now. I can tell you this, that the country is doing all they can to get to those, I call them survivors, because that's what they're doing right now. Little food, but everyone's working together to look after each other. So please take it easy upon each other. If you don't need to be on the roads, don't be on the roads, but just know that everybody is doing all they can to help each other out. There's been a dramatic increase on the lessing of water on the roads in the last 24 hours. I've visually seen it just driving into work. There are areas, for example, out of JVC yesterday that you couldn't even get out of, you can get out of right now. So we are with you every step of the way. You are not forgotten. And we will come back. We already have, and we'll continue to do so. It's 8:06 morning, The Chris Fade Show. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, still to come. Your 10,000 dirham pop quiz, minutes away. And Carl Wolf joins us in studio. Hanging out, The Chris Fade Show. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, our whole team's here.
Yeah.
As well, we've got Basma, who made it in from Sharjah for the first time this week. That shows you that the roads are clearing up. Nala's here as well from the other end of Dubai, so we're ready to go. Hit me with a free. Money quiz. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. 10K Pop Quiz? Pop on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank. Let's get it. Ow! I just got the WhatsApp from Carl Wolf. He's downstairs. He's coming up in the lift. Nice. This is great.
Nice.
I love Carl. He'll be making his way up here real soon. Monique is on the show, though. Good morning, Monique.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing well, you superstar. How's life? Tell us how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm okay. But, you know, hearing other people's stories has been so heartbreaking. Yesterday, I had a story about a woman which I'm playing for, who I'm playing for this quiz show. I couldn't just help her from my side, but I thought I could just play the quiz for her. She was pregnant with twins, and she just lost the girl. She lost the home. She lost everything. No car, no home. She's in Medcare right now at the hospital. And as ladies in the group, we tried to post on our socials. I'm not really a social media big person. So I thought even if I post, it couldn't really help. But I thought I could just play this pop-up piece for her. If I win something, I really wanted to go.
All right, Monique, hold up. You're playing the pop quiz this morning, not for yourself. You're playing it for a woman called Melissa. Now, have you met Melissa, or you just know her on this woman's group that you're on?
No, I've never met her. I just saw her story yesterday, and it was just heartbreaking.
Okay, so you're playing whatever money that you win today, you just want to give to Melissa, who has, in these floods, not only lost her house, her car, she was pregnant and she lost her baby?
She lost one baby, and she's trying to keep the other boy inside because she was supposed to have twins.
She has twins. She's lost one. One's still in there. And she's at Medcare Hospital right now?
Correct. Darling. The women's and children's ICU.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're sending prayers to Melissa right now. Monique, Yeah, man. Okay, let's try to get you this cash, all right? Yeah. You know the deal. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay? I want you to win as much money as you possibly can. You got to get all 10 right to win all the 10K. Otherwise, 100 dirhams cash is yours, courtesy of Rack Bank. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, come on. We're going to get this cash to Melissa, God willing. Here we go. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Melissa, your time. Monique, your time starts right now. True or false, Alicia Keys has performed at the Super Bowl?
True.
What sport do the LA Lakers play?
Basketball.
Who sings the song Shape of You and Castle on the Hill?
Pass.
What is the capital of France?
Paris.
What color does the Incredible Hulk turn when he gets angry?
Green.
What planet is the nearest to the sun, Mercury or Neptune?
Mercury.
Now, what is the fastest land animal in the world?
Cheetah.
In 2021, the K-pop group became the first to perform at the Grammy Awards. They are called BT...
C.
What country...
Sorry.
What country was Justin Bieber born in, Canada or America?
Canada.
Toyota, Ford, and Ferrari are all types of?
Cars.
Who sings the song Shape of You and Castle on the Hill?
Pass.
No, that's all. Who sings it? He's got red hair. It sounds like Fred Sheeran.
Sorry.
Say Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
You just won 10,000 dirhams cash. We had to. Yeah. 10,000 dirhams cash. Congratulations, Monique. I'm sure Melissa is not. She has no idea this is going on, but you are a beautiful human being, and that's what you stand for, what the UAE is all about, just unity and helping each other out. 10,000 dirhams cash.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm just going to let her know. I didn't know I was going to be on because yesterday I was on the waiting list trying to do this, and then I couldn't get through, but today I got it through. So.
Monique, my gosh, you did really, really well. I'm glad those questions were good like that as well. I can't believe it. 10,000 cash.
Thank you.
Listen,
so much.
I don't want to talk to Melissa now, but I'm hoping later on, maybe late next week. Can you please send to her our prayers? Tell her that the country is praying for her and that baby that's still there, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that. Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, man. Monique playing for Melissa has just won 10,000 dirhams cash. Oh, my gosh. Jeremy, you're on with us. You just heard that moment, right?
Yes. Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, superstar.
Yes, good morning to you guys. It's a very touching story, and bless Monique. She has a very kind heart.
I know, right? Monique calling in and just and winning that money for her. I love that. I love that. It's so beautiful. Gary, you just heard that as well, mate. How are you feeling?
Super emotional. That after all the negativity that's gone on this week, and it just shows the positivity of Dubai. Chris, you are the positivity of Dubai. Virgin Radio, Monique, Rack Bank, everybody there. Wow. What a place to live. And you guys rock. Thank you.
Thanks, G. I appreciate you taking the time to do that, mate. Make that call. We are a positive country. Sometimes negativity will come through, but that's in any place. So it's okay. Samantha, how are you feeling after hearing that pop quiz?
Morning, Chris. I was in tears. I think I still, if I talk too much, I probably will cry. But I was blown away because I'm thinking, please God, please let this woman win this 10K. And in my gut, I'm like, Chris is going to give her the 10K. And I'm just blown away. I feel for the mom that's laying in the hospital, trying to keep her other baby safe. It's just, you guys are incredible. So thank you for what you've done for this woman.
Love you, Samantha. Thank you so much as well. Our thoughts and prayers to Mel hanging out in that hospital. Monique, thank you so much, and God bless for winning that pop quiz money for her right now. It's 8:26 tonight. The Coca-Cola Arena is going to be lit up with the kid, Leroy. But can I be honest? I'm there to see Carl Wolf. Carl Wolf is in the studio!
And I'm here to see Chris Fade.
So, you guys made it in. I love that. Obviously, yeah. You came out of Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, tell me, first of all, let's just talk about the real side of things.
Yeah.
You flew into Dubai, the UAE. We're going through this, obviously, the floods.
Yeah.
How was it coming in?
Honestly, such a bittersweet moment. You know, I grew up here. I grew up in Sharjah. So, all my friends, some of my family are here. And just hearing, you know, I've been following your stories and everything. It's heartbreaking what's going on. And I was so happy to at least be here, maybe shed some positive light somehow. We flew in right on time because it was disaster earlier. Yeah. And then, you know, I checked the weather forecast. It was sunny. I'm like, maybe we're bringing some of the energy back and hopefully we can have some fun tonight.
Did you say you're bringing the sun from Canada? can we even say that?
Does that exist?
Well, I was from here, so.
That's right. Hey, yeah, I mean, born and raised, was it Sharjah?
Yeah,
were you
Sharjah.
Born and raised in Sharjah, rep in Sharjah.
Yeah.
And then, so what age did you leave Sharjah? Like, when did you leave the UAE?
I was born in Beirut, Lebanon, but I came to Sharjah when I was 3 years old.
Okay. Right.
And my dad got a job here in Dubai, and then graduated high school at Shuaifat Sharjah, went to Canada to study. So I was 16 when I left.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then at 16, did you know that you wanted to be the music superstar that you are? Did you know at 16 what you wanted to do?
I wanted to be in entertainment. I think I went into film studies at university and minored in childhood psychology. So interesting enough. I know. And I never had any other job, and people don't know this, other than a daycare center for 6 months. I didn't like it, love it. So I went into music. My mom and my parents are musicians, both of them, and it just took off.
And obviously, with what you've done, I mean, I'm playing it now, Africa. Like, this was just such an amazing remix of how you made this song. You recreated the energy of this classic Toto song.
Yeah.
From that, we were playing on Virgin Radio Dubai. She
my
wants
favorite.
To know. This was.
Yeah. I remember. This is one of your favorites.
But the OG, before everyone was using Habibi, was Carl Wolf.
Yeah, we had that Habibi early.
Yalla Habibi. We could ride to a place
in high so we can spend time. So good, man.
Thanks.
So, are we going to hear these all tonight at the show?
Absolutely. All the hits are coming out tonight. We saw Kid Laroi just come in, so he's in Dubai.
Okay,
very
that's good.
Exciting.
That's great.
So it's all going on.
Okay, Kid Laroi landed. He's on tonight alongside Carl Wolf, who's here right now. You do have a brand new single, which we're going to play next. Are you cool to hang out with us?
Absolutely. It's a premiere, I think.
Okay, we got a worldwide premiere of Carl Wolf's latest single. Nice. It is next. If you're wondering what's happening on the roads, hit up our Instagram page right now, Virgin Radio DXB. We've got a full report there. Anything right now pretty going on that we need to be aware of? Pretty much the same as it was yesterday. I can tell you it's a little bit better, which is great signs and great news for the country. We are recovering from this huge flood, this devastation that has hit this country. We are in that recovery mode right now.
I would just say for Sheikh Zayed Road, that Manar Road area and Umm Sakeem is still really heavy. So try to use Beach Road or Wassel Road instead.
Okay, awesome. The one, the only. Carl Wolf is in the studio right now.
Trying to keep it positive here. Let's go.
Welcome back to the Virgin Radio Studios, man.
Thank you, man. So good to be here.
So, man, like, I remember it would have been year one or year two of Virgin Radio. We were in another studio at our old Maktoum office.
I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, this is way back.
Yeah, this is like close to 16 years ago. And you came, you were one of our first, like, artists to ever walk into Virgin Radio.
I remember that. I had a Z4, I think it was a Z4 BMW. And you came out and you met me outside.
I remember.
It was awesome, man.
I so remember that moment. How's life in Canada going?
Life is good. I mean, it's always cold there, you know, but. You know, family's there, everybody's good. I have a new girlfriend, so
and he's announced it.
Who's the Habibi?
Exactly.
It's not Habibi. It's Habibti.
She's a Polish Habibi.
Oh, wow.
So I mean, I've known you for so long and I've never known you to have like a long time ago, especially that's one that you'd mention on the radio.
That's gonna diss me with all the ex-girlfriends, but yeah. No, she's awesome. We've been together now for a good year and a half. So she's awesome. She's a CEO of a company, a vegan cheese company. So I support her in every way.
Have you gone vegan now?
I haven't gone vegan, but I do appreciate some of the vegan things. You know, she's keeping me healthy.
Good on you.
I feel better.
It's a vegan cheese company.
Tell me more.
That's a big market, by the way.
It is. And, you know, I told her we should get you to Dubai and stuff. It's called Better Brie.
Betterbree.
Yeah, check it out. Betterbree.com.
That's a great name.
I like to give that plug. Yeah.
Well, I came up with it with her, so.
Did you?
Hey, look at you taking that credit. Get out of here.
You were on that vegan cheese for a while.
I'm dairy free. So this is amazing for me.
So let me tell you something. Like, it's an award-winning brie that she has, and it's got a rind. So it looks like an actual brie.
Salt!
Yeah, and it's amazing. So check it out, and we'll get you one.
You love her. Because you are in an interview to promote your new single, and he is focusing on the company of his girl, and I love that.
Go ahead, ask the question. You ask every single person that says they're in a relationship this one question. Let's go for it.
Put a ring on it.
I know, my mom's been bugging me for a year. Like,
your mom, Lebanese, would be bugging you for like 30 years.
My grandmother turned 90 this year.
Touch wood.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And she's like, when are you going to get us a baby? My brother lives in San Diego. He's a robotics engineer, and we've got my niece. So they're like, what about you? Yalla.
So it's coming, hopefully.
It's coming, you know. She has to want it too, right? So it's got to be a dual.
Inshallah.
Inshallah,
mate.
What did you say when you first met her? Did you say, hello, is it Brie you're looking for?
Oh my gosh.
Is that what we're doing? We're singing really Ross style today?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Carl.
The last time we came, he was singing Toto's Africa with me and you. And
Sorry.
Tonight, the Coca-Cola Arena, the show is on. It's on. Kid Laroi is in the country. Carl Wolf is in the country. Tickets still available. You can go to CocaColaArena.com. From what I understand, that City Walk area is pretty clear at this point as well.
Yeah.
So that's a great sign. You were staying at the hotel not far from it.
Yeah.
You came into the studio fine. You came up Sheikh Zayed Road. It was all free-flowing.
Everything seems okay. I guess, you know, the Uber guys know where to take us.
Sure.
And we've never been to the Coca-Cola Arena. This is my first time performing.
It's big. It's
you'll
nice.
Love yeah. it. Really? You'll love
yeah,
it.
You're going to love it.
We're going for sound check later, so it's going to be awesome.
Okay, you're going to absolutely love it. Okay, tonight you're performing. You've got a brand new single. We're about to play. Yeah, this is the world premiere on radio across the world, as I mentioned, of your brand new single. Tell me about it. Tell me what's going on here.
You know, the song is called Only Tonight. I mean, main things in this world is I've discovered that everything has to be right now. The moment is now, here and now.
Mm-hmm.
You give everything to it. So Only Tonight, it's out everywhere. Let's go. Only Tonight.
Carl Wolf, Virgin Radio, morning.
Got broken. She'll swallow you and spit you out in slow mo.
Only Tonight, officially out now with Carl Wolf. You can listen to that on Virgin Radio or cop it on any of the downloads. Mabruk, habibi. That is, what a great tune that is, man.
Thank you. And we're playing it tonight as well.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Only Tonight.
Live on Virgin Radio 104.4, the UAE's number one hit music station. That is Carl Wolf. You can hear that tonight alongside Kid Laroi at the Coca-Cola Arena. I mean, it's catchy, man. Like, you hear it once, and you're not going to be like, only tonight.
It's in my head. Yeah.
I love it.
What I love about Carl, if you follow him on social media, you should, Carl Wolf, you do a lot of this. You produce it. You have a camera in your studio, and he shows people how he does it. Like,
I love that.
Okay, I'm going to introduce the bass.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to put the drum.
Loop that.
I don't know how he does it, but it just at the end of it, it just sounds magical.
It started during the pandemic. We couldn't perform for people, no events, nothing. I was like, how do I connect with the fans and show them how I produce records? And we started it from scratch, and I've got 500,000. Actually, you were the one to told me to get on TikTok.
I told you.
You're like, dude, you're going to kill on TikTok. I'm like, what are you talking about? No.
Yeah.
I thought I would just bomb, but it really worked. You were right.
Yeah, 100%. TikTok for what he does as well is unbelievable. Again, man, thank you for making the effort. I know it wasn't easy with the floods this morning as well, and I was so hoping. We've been talking about this interview for a couple of weeks, and I was like, oh my gosh, please allow it to still happen, and here you are in the Virgin Radio Studios. You always wave the flag proudly for the UAE, for Lebanon, for Canada, and keep doing that.
Absolutely.
Man. Okay?
Thanks to you as well, man. I'm so proud of everything you guys are doing for people here in Dubai. I mean, you know, people around the world are following what you guys are doing and everything that's going on in Dubai. My Instagram is blowing up. Everyone wants to know what's going on with the floods, what's going on with the city. So we're good. Everybody's good. We're doing well.
Yep, we are good. Yeah. See Carl Wolf tonight, Coca-Cola Arena. Once again, give him a big round of applause. Well, I was going to say, what a morning it's been. What a week it's been.
It's just, yes, it feels like COVID times.
It does. You're right, Ross. No, you're 100% right. Eddie's in the studio. Nala's in the studio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, no, you're right, Rossi. It felt like COVID times because it was those early moments in COVID where you just weren't sure what was going on.
Yeah.
And I think we felt the same here at Virgin Radio. People weren't coming into the office. We finished our radio show. The office was completely empty. We're not through it. You know, thankfully this will be a shorter version of it. We're not going to be in it for 2 years, hopefully.
No.
I got to say, there's a lot of you that are stuck at home right now. There are communities across Ajman. There are communities across Sharjah. There are communities across Dubai right now who are not, unfortunately, able to get out of their homes right now. Power and electricity are out. But I want to tell you one thing, that the municipalities of every single emirate are nonstop, and they will get to you. I'm receiving messages on my Instagram personally. We're receiving messages here at Virgin Radio, and we are relaying all the info that we can. Okay, but we just want to let you know that you're not alone. All right, you're not alone. I've just got a video sent to me right now of I think it's the Greens community, the civil defense. Have a look at this: the civil defense rescuing the dogs.
Oh.
Wow!
That are in the floods right now.
Yeah,
this is.
You see the one of the cat getting saved by the Dubai police.
Of course.
That's amazing, man.
So we know how hard it is for many of you. You were not forgotten, and we are here with you every step of the way. Whatever you need from us here at Virgin Radio, please let us know, all right? 04871-5544. Now, the roads, that's the big one here. I'll see how we go. See how we go. Sebastian, you got some news. You got some news for us on the roads, mate. What's happening?
Yeah, actually, I came from JVC. Now I tried to find a way going to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
But roads are blocked. And yeah, people are driving against the traffic because there's no way. So everyone is going back to JVC now.
Okay. Yeah. No, I get it. There, again, I've said it. We've said it. Everyone's saying it. Unless it's essential work, bro, guys, stay at home.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're going to get into this problem, Sebastian. And it's not just out of JVC. It's pretty much out of everywhere.
Discovery Gardens, the Gardens, Arabian Ranches are facing the same problem.
I live off not far from Beach and Al Wassel Road. And, you know, it's pretty free-flowing. And I could have gone out yesterday, but I decided not to. I just thought to myself, I don't want to be another car on the road.
Yeah, exactly. I did the same. By
you know,
foot.
Yeah, good on you. And I think that's what we've got to do more of. Ruksha, you're in India right now. Is that right?
Yes, Chris. Hi, Chris. I'm in India at the moment.
Now, what's happened to you? You've had the civil defense come to your house to save your pets. Is that right?
Yes. You know, on the day that it started raining, we live in the Green Community DIP at the Terrace Apartment.
So you live, the Green Community in DIP has been hit very, very hard. So you're not even there, and then the civil defense come up and save your dog, is it?
Yes, I have three dogs. I have a driver there looking after them. We had the lake come into the house. We had 4 feet of water in the house, and the house still remains underwater. The building, all the buildings in the terrace apartments and surrounding Lake West apartments have been evacuated. The residents have had to move into hotels. I was lucky enough to have a friend that can house them in the West.
Okay. The line's a bit bad there right now, Ruksha, but I'm glad that she sent me the video of this, the civil defense coming to help the dogs.
And, that's just amazing.
Ruksha, God bless you. God bless the home. I know you're going to have to come back at some stage and deal with it all, but our thoughts to everyone in the Green Community, DIP, Arabella.
Yeah.
There's just
JVC.
There's some areas that are, even the back of Al Basha.
Yeah.
Some people are still without power. There's areas without the grocery stores, a lot of them are emptying out. So again, unless it's essential work, guys, let's go back to COVID for a moment. Unless it's essential, because we do need those big trucks with all the food to be able to deliver to all the grocery stores.
Exactly.
The more roads, the more cars that are on the road, the more chances of being able to block it up. We want to keep it as free-flowing as we possibly can. Stephen Sanchez right now. Keep it Virgin Radio. We'll keep you up to date with everything that you need to know.
Virgin Radio's What to Watch with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
So over the next few days, we're asking you to, you know, only go out if you need to go out, which means you're going to spend some time at home over the weekend. Enjoy it. Relax. Watch some TV. Nala's got everything that you need to watch, though. What's happening, Nala?
So I thought, since it's a very sensitive time, let's add some humor.
Okay.
And I thought we can focus on adult animation because I don't think anything brings me much joy like it does. So if you go to Disney Plus right now, the new season of The Simpsons is out. Yes, it's still going. Can you guess what season they reached?
I reckon they're late 20s.
I'm going to say 31.
25. Chris is the closest. It's 35.
Oh,
wow.
That is amazing.
Can you believe The Simpsons? That's 35 insane. Years in?
Did you ever watch like the really early ones?
Yeah.
And you saw like the difference in how the drawings have changed.
Yeah.
Like Homer looks completely different.
Man, can I tell you, I was in America when I was 13 years old. I think I was, or 14.
Mm-mm.
I remember sitting in my a second uncle's house watching Beavis and Boom Boom Head.
Yeah.
And The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like 14 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We shouldn't have been watching
it. It was late 80s when they got released first.
Yeah, yeah.
It was crazy. I like the conspiracy theories with The Simpsons as well.
Like how they predict the future.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
That's the best part for me. Okay, another good one. A bit more is Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Do you guys remember?
Yeah. Great writer. What's the writer's name? The main director.
What's his name?
He's funny as. He did Ted. He did Ted. You know, the talking bear and all that.
Seth
MacFarlane.
South Park, man.
Is he South Park?
Yeah,
as
he's
well?
South Park. He's genius.
I'm not fat. I'm big brown.
What's Macy Gray got to do with it?
That's Cartman, right?
What else are we watching?
So it's season 22. That's out. And another good one is Bob's Burger. I have started watching it. It's on season 14, so I have a long way to go.
Yeah, you do.
It's a good one.
What else are you watching?
So there is a new limited TV show called Baby Reindeer.
I've heard a lot about this.
Everyone is talking about this. This is based on a true story about a comedian who had a real life stalker, but she took it to an extent that's unbelievable. It's like you come to life.
Wow. That's crazy.
Now, you were telling me about a TV show as well that we need to check out. What's it called?
Okay, it's called Palm Royale. Ricky Martin, Kristen Wiig, Carol Burnett.
Yeah, this popped up for me.
It is so good. It's set in like the 60s.
When did Ricky Martin become like a full on actor? He's just doing series now.
Mate, did you see him in the Versace thing?
He was so good. So it's set in the 60s. If you're watching the show, it's like watching a movie. The production is insane. There's so many superstars in it. Highly recommend. I'm on episode 3.
Okay, so I'll check it out.
What was it called? Palm Royale.
What's it about? Like, so, will I like it?
I don't want to spoil it too much, but it's about a members-only exclusive club in Palm Beach, California, set in the 60s, and it's like the wealthiest of the wealthiest in what goes on.
Yes.
So good.
We've got a bit of I've got a clip from it. Let's have a listen to it.
I knew it.
Oh, wow. Sounds like... Oh, okay. Now, hold on. There is one moment from this Ricky Martin show that blew the audience away, especially the delivery. Have a listen to this.
Hello, everyone. This is Ricky Martin, and you're listening to The Chris Fate Show.
Amal, we've got you on right now. Explain the situation that you're in, because you're not alone. There are many people who are in your same situation, but what's going on?
Yeah, so I'm based in Sharjah and Ta'awun. The electricity is continuously off and on. We've all come together as neighbours. We're all helping each other, you know, providing each other food, making sure that we're all okay, because we are unable to sort of leave the building.
Okay, so this is in Al Ta'awun area, is that right?
Yes.
And so you haven't left your building. It's flooded all around you. You've got electricity on and off, right? You got enough food where you're at?
Yeah, it's okay. Like, we've all come together to help each other, but we're all still struggling though.
It's like you're on a ship, huh?
Yeah.
It's like you're on a ship and it's stranded and everyone's coming together to show their rations of what it is. Altoon is an area that's been affected heavily. There's been other affected areas such as Discovery Gardens, the Greens community. Arabella is another hard one. International City, another hard one.
Arabian Ranches.
Arabian Ranches in some parts hit very hard. Amal, just know that the authorities are doing all they can. They've been cleaning up the city, obviously. They're working to the neighborhoods more today and over tomorrow. So we're hoping that we can get that cleared ASAP. But we just want to let you know that, we are thinking of you guys. And inshallah, in the next 24 hours, you'll be sitting eating whatever you want in a better place. Is there water in the apartment in where you're living right now?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, thankfully.
All right. We're sending you love, we're sending you the strength, and just know that they're out there to come and help, okay? They're coming. I spoke to the RTA guys yesterday. They are doing all they can to open up the road so we can get, unfortunately, some of it is that we can't get the rescue trucks out there to pump the water out, right? Yeah. So we're doing all, the RTA are working amazingly. The police are doing the same thing. Civil defense. One thing you may have noticed in your corner shops or your grocery stores is that there's a lack of food on the shelves.
Yeah.
Just want to let you guys know, the food is in the country. It's, again, just the transportation of getting it from the factories to the stores. So just be wary. Don't go and stock up on 900 pieces of toilet paper like we did in COVID. All right, don't go and buy 400 tomatoes.
I saw that
600
yesterday.
Cans of baked beans. Like, but by Monday morning we're going to be okay. But just be wary. There are other people that need that food, as we just heard from the guys right here. Keep it on Virgin. We'll keep you up to date. Florence and the Machine, a tribute from us here on Virgin Radio. A duvet little remix poem.
Yeah.
Pearl, you just heard that. It gave you goosebumps, did it?
Yes, very much so. Very nice. Well,
good.
Written.
Good. Yeah. Where are you right now across the country? Where are you at?
I'm currently at home.
Good. You're at home.
Yay.
That's where we want everyone to be. And you got Virgin Radio on at home. I love that. Well, listen, stay safe at home over the weekend, all right? God bless.
Thank you.
Love it. Guys, over the weekend, things are going to happen, right? The roads aren't going to be where they need to be. They're not going to be at normal capacity over the weekend. So, again, we're just sending you the message. Try to stay at home or try to stay within a 1 kilometer radius of where you live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If the roads are cool around your area, okay, use them. But, don't be going on any massive ventures. You could get stuck. And that's the last thing. And we don't want, there's people that are in communities right now that need our help. They're flooded. They've got no power. And we need all of our authorities to be able to concentrate on them.
Yeah, exactly.
And not have to worry about you stuck on a road somewhere because you wanted to go out with the kids to go grab a meal.
Yeah.
So if you can, please stay inside. For any information, follow our socials, Virgin Radio DXB. We are updating them nonstop. If you missed the interview with the CEO of Dubai Airports, we had Paul on earlier today. That is up online right now.
Yes.
You can get all the tips that you need to know about traveling if you are traveling in or out of the country. But we'll be back, God willing, Monday, right?
Exactly.
Great work this week, guys.
Good job, everyone.
Good on you.
Bye.
Where are you?
I'm off.
She's on vacation. 6 shows without her.
Why are you even here?
Excuse me. She's working today.
I was supposed to be.
You didn't come on Tuesday, Wednesday.
Excuse me.
You weren't here last week.
I didn't come on Wednesday only.
Where are you going?
Nowhere. Remember her passport. She got rejected.
She's going to stay at home.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to miss you.
This is going to be really hard for us knowing that you're in the country.
All right.
Do you want me to travel?
Go and enjoy the life that you would have if you didn't do this show, which would be a lot of fun, believe me. We're out of here. Eddie's up next. He'll play all your favorite hits. He'll keep you updated with all the traffic as well. We are checking those traffic and the roads, trying to do it every 15 minutes. Pretty safe weekend. I'll see you.
Thank you, yes.
Rossi, well done, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Bust, mate. Thanks for rocking up as well. We appreciate it. I didn't hear that. All right. Awesome. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, stay safe, stay dry, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.